Hold up, I got this. It's your boy Bella D. Williams up in the building, and this is Off Script with the Bag of Nuts crew. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask y'all something. No, I'm gonna ask y'all something directly off top. But the thing about it is this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really with the whole red pill thing. I'm just not. I'm sorry. But it is what it is. But I am with the facts. Now, they say divorce is 70% initiated by women. Okay. Despite if a man did something right or wrong, women want out. Even though the good ones be get blindsided by, okay, I want out this relationship because I don't feel it anymore. Wow, I didn't know goodness to death. The worst part was you ain't feeling it anymore. If I get sick or whatever the case may be, I lose my job. But you know what I'm saying? It's a minor setback, but you ain't feeling it no more. You want out? You're unhappy? But what about when a man is unhappy? Have to suck it up and keep pushing through. Keep pushing through. No matter what goes on in this world, we as men, we have to keep pushing through and suck it up and continue to be the better man and provide for your family. That's your job. Okay, I get that we're supposed to provide for a family, but hey, I'm not feeling it. And guess what? That's when we say, hey, you know what? You're not carrying your half of the load. So what's the point of me being here? Real talk. That's when men decide to say they don't want in on this relationship anymore. But that is not always the case. Women want out because they don't feel it no more. So guess what happens? They get divorced. Then if y'all have children, he's forced to pay child support, forced to move out the family home. Now, she didn't destroy the family. She nuclear bombed the family. That's what happens. The man has to go. She keeps the house. He has to go. He is not welcome here because I'm upset. But no matter how much the man is upset, he goes sit in the garage and she still get took care of. I don't know. It may seem like I am a red pillar, but I'm not. Because I feel that, you know what I'm saying, no matter what goes on, y'all supposed to be able to work it out. Supposed to. Should. But at the end of the day, it don't always work out that way. But my whole thing is this. Okay. Some people are forced to pay child support. Some are not. Being forced to pay child support is hit or miss. It depends on the situation. If you suck as a parent, whether if you male or female parent, and you suck, yeah, you're supposed to take care of the other one's supposed to take care of the child support. And the thing about it is, it's support. It's not take care of. I put my 50% in, you put your 50% in, because 50% of this baby is yours, 50% of it is mine. I'm not supposed to pay for everything. And that's where the system itself is broke down. And generally, I want to say corrupted. Because the system is broken to a point where, okay, I won't say 99% of the cases where men are paying child support to take care of the child and the woman. Child support is supposed to take care of her bills. No, they're not supposed to take care of her bills. Before anybody get up in the hoopla or roar, it's blah, 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 blah. No, stop. Because if you didn't have kids, right, and you have your own place, that's your lights, right? That's your gas. That's your phone bill and all that good stuff like that. But okay, my child stay there. No problem. I give you what? $1,000 a month in child support? your average rent is what? If you live in modestly, maybe about what, $900 a month? Your rent is paid for. But you don't want to get a job. You want assistance from the government. And the government will say, okay, well, we'll give you food stamps. We'll give you a bridge card. We'll give you some cash assistance. Oh, we got to tax him more because we're paying for it. So technically, the government isn't paying for it. The man is paying for it. So the man have to pay more in child support. Now he paying $1,500 a month. Then you turn around and say, oh, your kids need this. I need more money. I'm paying more money because the government is automatically taking it out of my check before I even get to see it. I think they take child support out before Uncle Sam even get his cut. They take child support out before taxes. So guess what? I'm getting screwed before taxes, not after, before. Then it don't matter if I have my bills to pay for, long as her bills is paid for, and it is what it is. I'm sorry to say. And then she turned around and say, oh, your kids need some new shoes. Okay, cool. Since Payless ain't around anymore, we can't go to Payless and buy them some shoes. Oh, they need Jordan. They need the best of the best. I can't afford to give them the best of the best because I can't afford the best of the best. Of the best of the best. I'm sorry to tell you, but hey, it is what it is. Oh, but my new man is doing this, this, and this. Okay, cool. Have him do this, this, and this. You ain't a real man. Yeah, you could say I'm not a real man because guess what? He don't have to deal with the negative side of you. I get 100% the brunt of the negative side of you. I don't get the positive side anymore. And it's not to sound cruel or bitter or anything like that, but it is what the facts is. We're always getting compared to the next guy. They want a man with a six pack. Cool. You can have whatever you want. You want a man 6 feet tall. Cool. You can have whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy. Go after what makes you happy. He exciting. He got that thug in him. He got this. He got that. Cool. I am not standing in your way of your happiness. But when I start having some happiness, don't stand in my way. But when it comes down to it, that's not, no. You always going to be mine. We have kids together. I'm always going to be yours, but since we have kids together, are you always going to be mine? Nah, it don't work that way. So basically what you're saying is your way or no way. Make that make sense. When is the fairness in that? Then it's crazy that actually happens. And I don't have children. I don't. But I see it from firsthand experience and the different conversations I've had with my brothers and my sisters. And it's crazy that some of these delusional people out here, I'm going to say people because it's some delusional men as well as delusional women out here, say different things that try to make it make sense. But when you boil down, pull back the layers, let's remove the curtain, call the curtain from it all. Y'all are delusional. I'm rich. I go out and say, hey, let me find me someone that I care for, I like, and say, hey, I like this person. You could be working at McD's. You could be working at McD's, and guess what? I'm still gonna like you. Because you make me feel like a man. I ain't looking at your bank account because guess what? I don't care what's in your bank account. Your bank account don't affect mine. And the lifestyle that I want for me and mine. So I go down the aisle of matrimony and say I do. Next thing you know, I'm not feeling it anymore. I want out. I don't feel it. All right, then, bye. Then you get a letter in the mail. Oh, You got to pay spousal support. For what? You brought her lifestyle up to where it's at, and she cannot go backwards. What? She can't go backwards to her original lifestyle she had before me. But because I have money, I have to go backwards in the lifestyle that I have, because she don't want to go backwards. She want to move forward, and I have to go backwards because it's better for her. So if she made more money than me and I don't want to go backwards, some cases, okay, we'll give you a little support. It's only for three to four years. You have to figure it out. You're a man. You'll be able to figure it out. But for a woman, oh, you get lifetime child support. That's why 99% of these divorces always end up in California, because the California laws say, oh, you have lifetime support. Get out of here, man. Are you serious? Lifetime support to take care of you. And y'all want to know why men don't want to get married no more? We okay by ourselves being alone? We'll come play with you on the weekend, spend a little time with you. But other than that, nah, we good. We don't have to go through the hoopla of, okay, let's have a lifetime commitment here. For what? I signed up. I got on my knee to give you this ring. I want to take care of you. When I decide to marry you, I'm going to take care of you within the marriage. Not when you want to be out the marriage. I still supposed to take care of you. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, player. That's not how that works. That's not how that works. No, that is a delusion, a fairy tale, a fantasy, a farce that you think you're supposed to be took care of for a lifetime. So shout out to Governor of Florida. It had to be Florida. DeSantis has passed a law now saying that lifetime support will end. There's no more lifetime spousal support. It's just like child support. 18 and you're done. You don't have to, maybe the 26 when they go through college, if they go through college. Maybe. But push come to shove, taking care of you. You didn't, it's not like you stayed at home. You chose not to work if I'm making a certain amount of money. It's not like I forced you to stay at home. I want to stay at home and raise the kids. Okay. Okay. You can do that. But no. If you decide you want out, you leave with the bag you came with. That's how women do men. You leave with the bag you came with. Not even the bag, huh? Here's a trash bag. Get your stuff, get gone. I'm not finna take care of you when you want it out. You do wrong, I'm not finna take care of you. That's not my job. It's not my responsibility. I may want to do something for you, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to do anything for you because you ain't deserving of the greatness that is me. So Florida became the tip of the spear on slowly working equality back into the picture of men and their finances. You know what I'm saying? We sit here and bust our chops. And I ain't talking about the typical how women want the alpha male, that thug, that gangsta that brings all the excitement, make you feel all tingly tingly. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about to the ones that just play within the rules, the pencil pushers, the ones that make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year by the book, even the ones that make a little bit more by the book. Those guys, shout out to those guys. Not the ones that hit the block and slang rocks and whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Credit card scamming. You know what I'm saying? Doing all this flash. Those the ones that excite you, get your drawers dripping. Cool. If that's what you want, more power to you. That's what you want. That's what you want. I can't hate on that. Do you? But as your clock ticks up, 20, 21, 22, 29, 30, your value is starting to decrease. Because that hot 19, 20 year old hot to trot is coming up chasing the throne. Nah, Pookie, Tyrone, Chad, and them don't want you no more because you're starting to hang a little bit, a little wrinkle. You're getting a little squishy, squishy. You're soft in the middle. Let's call it what it is. You're starting to look like the Pillsbury Doughboy, but the girl version. Look like the Michelin woman, not the Michelin man. You know, getting a little soft. He don't want to deal with you no more. Some may. I like big juices. But long as the attitude ain't nasty. But when the attitude is nasty, pretty much you out to pasture. You like that old cow over in the back that's finna become hamburger in a minute. Time for you to go out to pasture. Real talk. I'm just stating facts. Stating facts on it. And I ain't red pilling. I love women. Y'all are one of the most precious. The good ones are the most precious thing in the world. But the thing about it is, it's your attitude is what describes you. Be what you want to be. Real talk. Nah, you looking for that. You know, once you start falling, you hit that wall, boom, you smack that wall and you start falling. Now you looking for the pencil pusher. The one that got the good 401k saved up.
I want a family. I want to settle down and get married. I want someone to love me.
Your box looking like a roast beef sandwich. It ain't tight no more. It ain't juicy no more. It's just there. Plus, you may be bringing like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 extra miles to feed. Do you really want to walk into that? Let's be honest. Do you really want to walk into that? Then you want him to be responsible for everything that goes on in your life on what you got going on. That don't seem fair. But when he was trying to get with you, when you was hot and hot to trot, you gave him the cold shoulder because you was looking for the excitement. Now he can retire at 40, 50, and whatever, and do whatever he want to do for the rest of his natural. Now you want to leech on to that.
Oh, let's go build a family. Let's go skydive. I ain't trying to settle for nothing less. You have to get me a $10,000 ring if you want to marry me.
I'm sorry to tell you, but the most expensive ring I ever saw that most of y'all deserve is at Home Depot. And the subscription is $100 a year for a ring doorbell. That's the only way you're going to get a ring on your finger. I'm sorry, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? Your value is decreased. How brother Kevin, the godfather, Kevin Samuel said, you need to put it on discount. Matter of fact, it need to go on clearance. Real talk. I'm sorry. The red pill is what it is. You know, then all throughout the years, it was this one video that I saw that this guy was talking about. These ladies was talking about. She wrote in and said, are she the butthole? Because her husband lost his job. He's struggling. And she's not willing to give her get out money when he's struggling to take care of bills at the house. He set a certain pedestal that he need to work 3 and 4 jobs to keep her at that pedestal. And she don't have to work. But she done hid away $80,000 and she don't have to work. It's his job to take care of her. He should have saw the red flags from the get-go. It's tough to say it, but we all see it. We all know it. We just ignore it because this is, she got my back. Yeah, she got your back with a knife in the player. Real talk. That's what it comes down to. She got your back with a knife in it. And at the end of the day, push come to shove, she never had your back. You was a stepping stone. She proved it to you. She showed you. You didn't want to believe it. Nah, you have to deal with it. She got $80,000 over here and you working 2 and 3 jobs. You work from 5 to 10 every day. You get 6 hours to be off work. Go home. Feed your family, eat yourself, spend time with the wife, kids, and everything within those 6 hours. Then you back up working nonstop. You barely got enough money to buy you a pack of cigarettes. And she's sitting up here with $80,000 in the bank stashed away for just in case you ain't able to keep up or get back on your feet the way she wanted you back on your feet. So she got enough to take care, get her start, her life started on what she wants. I'll tell you something on how selfish people are. I don't know if men do it because I don't know any man that actually done that. Because every man that I know is, you know what I'm saying, every dime they get, they push them towards their family and trying to make things work. But these people, I'm trying my best to be nice and call them people. Or we could say unstable creatures. It's all about self. So now that men are starting to become all about self too, now these women are up in the uproar, having fits, and you supposed to do this. Wait a minute, hold on. I ain't supposed to do anything. Live, die, and pay taxes. That's it. So at the end of the day, push come to shove. No more lifetime support. You want out? Cool. You get a couple years, get on your feet. You don't get on your feet, oh well, that's not my responsibility. You're grown. Like I was always told as a child growing up, you're grown. Take care of your responsibility. I lost my job. Who fed me? Nobody except the person in the mirror. Get up and go get it. That's why you see men at the blood bank donating plasma. Whatever it takes, do whatever it takes to get yourself on your feet. You know. And we have to look back and pull up the next one. Come on, man. Be honest. Is they willing to do the same thing for you? Probably not. No, for a fact, they will not do the same for you as you would do for them. Keep your circle small. Keep it real. Keep it true. When you got a real one in your corner, and I'm finna wrap this up. Yeah, I'm wrapping this up. Because hopefully I can get some counterpoints in this coming up soon. Got to talk to my people. But if you don't protect yourself, no one's going to protect you like you got to protect yourself because people don't care. It's sad, but yet it's true. No one's going to have your back like you got your back. You know what I'm saying? And the last statement, last story I was telling you about with the young lady saving her $80,000, she had her back, didn't have her husband's back, but they was married. They supposed to become one. It's not your account, not my account. It's our account. Whatever goes in is ours. Whatever goes out is ours. It's our account. It's not my account. It's not your account. It's ours. We're a team. We're a team of one. We are one. But once you realize that we're not a team, then guess what? We're done. So we're done. We're done. Bet. That's it. That's all. It's been your boy, Belly D. Williams. I've been the building, and this has been the off script with the Bag of Nuts crew. And it is what it is. Holla at your boy, man. Later.